Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Lee Greenwood,
if
ladies and
tomorrow
gentlemen.
All the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again.
That's a career-defining song for him. And a great song it is. I love hearing it, and if you ever get to hear it sing it in person, it'll stir you. As you can imagine. Freedom, this is a good part.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least
as close as it gets for me to the Star Spangled Banner right there. Welcome back, 12 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's Memorial Day in America. And we have one purpose today, and that's to honor those who paid the last full measure on behalf of you and me, who left it all out on the battlefield, who gave their lives, who paid an amazing tribute of agape love to us in their actions, by their actions. And as you know, agape love is when you do something for people that you don't even know. And so you and I stand on their shoulders. And someone who I believe knows all about that is Joe Davis. Joe's our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, director of public affairs for the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW. And we've been talking with him now for, golly, way more than a decade. Joe Davis, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and good morning to all your listeners. And thanks for having me on for this special day.
Well, you're always welcome here, Joe. And thank you for all that you do to keep the point of Memorial Day in the front of folks' minds. You're there in Washington D.C. You're there supporting the commander of VFW, and you got a busy day. And we appreciate you dropping in with us for a few minutes. Tell us what's going on in Washington D.C. on this Memorial Day.
Well, right now the VFW National Commander John Bojetski and his wife Betty Jean are in the White House having breakfast with the president, along with select members of the other veteran service and the military service organization.
The American Legion and all the other guys, yeah.
The big folks. Mm-hmm. And along with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Cabinet Secretaries. From there, they'll go over to Arlington National Cemetery. We'll have a National Memorial Day ceremony starting at 11. From there to the Vietnam Wall, that one starts at 1. And you got the National Memorial Day Parade starting at 2. Earlier this morning at 9 a.m., there was a replaying at the World War II Memorial. And later this afternoon at 5, there will be a replaying at the Korean War Memorial. It's a full day.
Yeah, sounds like it. And I appreciate the effort that you're going to. This is something we've been doing in America now for 140 years. We've had a specific beginning with the General Logan's General Order back in 1868. What's that? Almost 150 years. We've been doing this. We've been celebrating Memorial Day. What do you think about all that?
Well, I think the ancients used to say that as long as somebody remembers your name, you're immortal, and I think. We remember our fallen as a group. And, you know, it's nice that you and other commentators out there, basically, this is what Memorial Day is about. It's about honoring our fallen. It's not about the beach and the opening up the pools and the big sales going on at the shopping mall.
Does that bother you that we have... And by the way, you mentioned a name. If there's anyone out there who is moved by today... And you'd like to have something to hang on to, you'd like to have a handle to hold on to this feeling. I'm gonna give you three, and you can pick one or all three of them: Danny Mock, Danny McGee, Joel Forrester, and Joel Mock. Those are the three that I remember the most, who lost their lives in Vietnam, Joe. And those are names that if I can say them over again, and I do, I try to every year just to help people, if they'd like to have a name to hang on to, if that helps them to you know, to put an anchor on Memorial Day. I hope that does that. What do you have a name?
They could all. You know what I tell people is to go into sophomore high school, go back to your high school, kind of sort of, and talk to the folks in the admin office and ask who former graduates died in uniform in defense of their country, and that puts just a link right there. And mine's a name I always want to think of is Major Megan McClure. She was the highest ranking. She was a major public affairs officer, like I was, and she died. I died from an IED in Iraq, doing what all public affairs folks do, taking right. news media from point A to point B. She
right.
died doing her job. And so that seems to me, that's what I think about. You know, it's like you never know when it's going to happen.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I read an article this weekend where someone, the columnist was talking, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the person's name, but what they said was that they were a little upset about all the Memorial Day sales, and that how that Memorial Day had become more commercial than
yep.
than sentimental, and he said, I don't see any 9/11 sales. Why would we have a Memorial Day sale? And that's a good point, isn't it?
Well, I think that you can blame that on Congress again, but just by turning Memorial Day into the last Monday in May instead of keeping it on May 30th, what it should have been.
Mm-hmm. So you have a bone to pick with him about that. I had not heard you say that before.
Well, I mean, now the VFW. I mean, the VFW has long fought for returning Memorial Day back to the day it was created to be, not to be turning into
the 30th day of May, beginning of 1868. General John Logan said that.
And you know, once you link it to a three-day weekend, then it's obviously just going to morph into something it was never meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So talk to us about, is there anything that you guys are working on? I've got about 30 seconds. Is there a project, would you like to send them to your website, the VFW website, for something where folks can invest in something there to help with our men and women?
You know what I want people to do? I want them to go out and volunteer their time at a local VA medical center. There's 150 hospitals. There's over 800 community-based outpatient clinics, and they all want to use. They all need volunteers, whether you're a veteran or just a family member mm-hmm. or a veteran. Go out there and just be that helping hand and that smiling face to some old veteran.
Another person. Yeah, that's a good suggestion, Joe. Joe Davis and I will be right back after these messages. I've got him some more questions for him after these messages. VFW.org, right? Right, Joe?
That's correct.
So check that out, folks. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.